Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, October 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news investigators with the Hardy County Sheriff's Office have located several card skimmers at the Chevron gas station at 5111 State Road 64 West in Ona. If you have used your card at this station, please keep a watchful eye on your accounts. The Hardy Cares Coronavirus Relief Fund is now available for individuals, small businesses, and community partner food security and mitigation assistance. The funds are restricted to COVID-19 eligible expenses. Each program is subject to specific eligibility requirements, along with submission of a complete program application and necessary supporting documentation. You can apply by going to hardycounty.net and clicking the heart on the homepage. Your events: the Wauchula Lions Club will host the Peace River Balloon Festival on Saturday, November 7th at Hardy Lakes County Park. Gates will open at 6 a.m. with the event at 10 a.m. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. You can RSVP by going to hardycc.com/gala. This Thursday night, your Hardy Wildcats will play a non-conference matchup at home against the Auburndale Bloodhounds. Game time is 7:30 p.m. Please remember to practice physical distancing. Live coverage of this game can be heard right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310, FM 102.1, and worldwide at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs in Hardy County: Vaughn's Cleaning Services in Arcadia is looking for an office cleaner. You must live in or near Arcadia and have a driver's license. Walgreens in Sebring is looking for a customer service associate. You must be able to work a flexible schedule and have English fluency. At least 6 months of retail experience is preferred. And Speedway Region 76 in Wauchula is looking for a customer service representative. You must be able to follow health guidelines and multitask independently. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon. This is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1, The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your weather last updated at 10:50 a.m. Eastern Time. The condition partly cloudy, temperature 77 degrees Fahrenheit, dew point 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit, relative humidity is 83%, winds east at 9.2 miles an hour, the visibility 10 miles, and the altimeter read 30.03 inches of mercury. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:06 a.m. Eastern Time. This afternoon, a chance of showers and thunderstorms early, then showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the lower 70s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. And Thursday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour, chance of rain is 40%. And Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Resurging COVID-19 cases across the country could impact dairy markets this winter with little potential relief until March if a vaccine is approved and becomes widely used. According to DairyHerd.com, rising deaths would likely re-trigger restrictions, including restaurant seating capacity and indoor dining. It's also unlikely Congress and President Trump will agree on a new COVID aid package before the November 3rd elections, after which it will take at least 3 weeks for Congress to come back and pass one. Agile Cold Storage will invest over $60 million in the construction of two new facilities in North Georgia to support the state's poultry industry. Agile's new semi-automated 150,000 square foot freezer buildings will be located in Bartow and Hall counties and create about 170 jobs between Cartersville and Gainesville. Additional information will be posted at the Agile Cold Storage website before the facility's opening dates next summer. Friday was World Food Day when EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler and Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue welcomed Amazon as the newest member of the U.S. Food Loss and Waste 2030 Champions. Champions are U.S. businesses and organizations pledged to reduce food loss and waste in their own operations by 50% by 2030. The commitment of these champions will help the U.S. move closer to the national goal, protect and save valuable resources, and improve food system efficiencies while reducing waste.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Nematodes are the invisible threat to tree nut orchards, which can cause yield losses of up to 50% annually. Protect your crops from nematode damage with Vellum 1, a wide-spectrum nematicide that can be conveniently applied in season through chemigation, and you could increase your profits up to $475 per acre. With Vellum 1, what's under your crop is under your control. Learn more at vellum1.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
This is Tim Hamrich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Water quality is a major concern for farmers, ranchers, and urban dwellers alike. What has been traditionally tough, however, is to determine the source of pollutants that harm our water quality. Eben Bean is an assistant professor and extension specialist in the Department of Ag and Biological Engineering at the University of Florida. His team is working on a platform called Gator Bite to help solve this water quality problem.
What this does, the idea here is that it's really intensive for personnel or humans to basically get down into streams, measure water quality. It's hard to access a lot of these places. But if we have a buoy that basically can flow with the stream, whether during base flow or storm flow conditions, and it can collect water quality measurements, we can really learn a lot about how water quality changes and maybe where the key points are within that stream or that water body to determine where changes need to be made and more effectively implement resources, capital improvements, BMPs, other things that can really improve the efficiency of how we're protecting water quality.
Bean and his collaborators plan to build a platform around the data being collected by this Gator Bite buoy.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah, how about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Nematodes are the invisible threat to tree nut orchards, which can cause yield losses of up to 50% annually. Protect your crops from nematode damage with Vellum 1, a wide-spectrum nematicide that can be conveniently applied in season through chemigation. And you could increase your profits up to $475 per acre. With Vellum 1, what's under your crop is under your control. Learn more at vellum1.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Rich Thomason. Steady as she goes on Wall Street so far today, investors keeping a close eye on COVID stimulus talks in Washington. Although a deadline has passed, the negotiations continue, and there are hopes for a relief package before the election just 13 days from now. On the earnings front, Verizon Communications reporting a third-quarter profit of $4.36 billion that beat Wall Street expectations. Netflix subscriber growth slowed dramatically during the summer months after surging in the spring, fueled by pandemic lockdowns that corralled millions of people in their homes. The COVID-19 pandemic is battering Britain's public finances, pushing government borrowing to a record last month as tax revenue fell and authorities spent billions of pounds to prop up the virus-battered economy of the UK. With business, I'm Rich Thomason.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Clayton Kershaw dominated for six innings, helping his LA Dodgers win game one of the World Series 8-3 over Tampa Bay.
It was just a great game for the whole team, really. You know, I kept us in it long enough there for them to break it open in the fourth or fifth, whatever inning that was.
A four-run fifth broke open the game for LA. Dodgers catcher Austin Barnes says Kershaw was sharp.
I thought his stuff was good tonight. Just the way it's been in all season, all postseason. He's throwing the ball real well. Confident, attacking hitters, and keeping on their heels.
Tampa Bay manager Kevin Cash said Kershaw handcuffed his batters.
Kershaw was on, had a pretty good breaking ball going, really did a nice job against us.
A crowd limited by the coronavirus to 11,388 at Globe Life Field. The new $1.2 billion home of the Texas Rangers marked the smallest for baseball's top event in 111 years. Game two tonight. This is SRN Sports. Big Ten plans to open its football season this weekend after a delay due to the coronavirus. Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez says Fox, which broadcasts their games, has asked for flexibility in scheduling.
Fox has been a very good partner in all of this. And one of the things that they asked that we'd have flexibility in our scheduling as far as playing possibly on Friday, primetime, maybe even on a Monday at some time. But we agreed that we would be flexible in our scheduling.
All 14 teams will play 8 regular season games in 8 weeks, plus have the opportunity to play a 9th game on December 19th when the conference championship game is played. This week's AP College football poll has 2 Big Ten teams in the top 10, Ohio State and Penn State. The Indiana Pacers have hired Toronto Raptors assistant Nate Bjorkgren as their new coach. The decision ends a search that began when the Pacers fired longtime coach Nate McMillan on August the 26th. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your motivational quote for the day, they say a smile goes a long way. That's why you can't say smile without saying a mile. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn. We will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.